It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
A guy named Lewis is on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today, but I don't want to call him that. I just want to call him Daddy.
What?
Whoa.
Wait, your daddy or somebody else's daddy?
He's just a daddy.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Daddy? How you doing?
I'm good, but I would appreciate it if you just call me Lewis. That's fine.
Well, Daddy gets what Daddy wants.
Whoa,
wait.
Thanks for your email, Lewis.
Well, thanks for calling me.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. Why don't you tell everybody what you want to do today with your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Well, I'm feeling some guilt. My daughter, who lives at home with me, had a date coming over. I met the young fella at the door, and I didn't like the way he looked. I gave him a little attitude, I think. My daughter wasn't happy about that.
Okay, wait. Oh. Hold on. Let's start with, how old is your daughter?
20 years old.
Oh, 20. Okay. So she's not like a young teenager.
No, she's an adult.
What'd you do? Did you pull like, I got a shotgun, like some sort of cliche like that?
No, the guy came to the door and he didn't look right. He didn't look respectful.
What was wrong with his look?
His clothes weren't particularly clean. He had a t-shirt on. He had these earrings on. I don't know what you call them, where they extend your ear out, they put holes in your ear.
Gauges.
Oh, yeah, gauges.
That's what that's called. You should get some. I think it would look good on you, Lewis. I haven't seen how you look, but I think you should get some.
I don't know about that. I think I'll go with the look I already have.
Okay.
All right, Lewis.
So he showed up and his clothes were dirty and he had gauges in his ear and you punched him in his face.
Whoa, no.
No, I did not punch him. Oh. But I let him know in uncertain terms that I thought he should have cleaned up a little bit better before he came to meet my daughter.
What'd you say to him?
Whoa.
I said, you better be the pizza boy making the delivery because you're not taking my daughter out looking like that.
Oh! Laid
right.
it out there.
And what was his response to that?
He just kind of snickered. He had a little smirk on his face.
That stupid smirk with those big earrings and that dirty shirt. What an idiot.
But Lewis, how would you expect him to react to something like that? He's going to make you mad no matter what he does.
You're probably right. At the heat of the moment, though, it caught me by surprise when I see a young guy at the door dressed like a hooligan. It just shocked me a little bit.
What did you want him to dress like? Like a tuxedo, suit?
Yeah. Business casual?
I guess just a button-down shirt would have been fine. You didn't have to have corduroys on, but in my day, when we showed up for a date to meet the family, I would comb my hair, put on a clean shirt, and yes, sir, no, sir, at least to start with until I got to know him.
Okay, wait, so...
Then I told him, you should probably go home and find a decent shirt, then you can come back and take my daughter out.
You know, is overprotective dad, like, your thing?
I don't know. She's my only daughter, and it's probably my nature to be a little protective of her. But I want her to be happy, and she came down when I was talking to him. She was standing behind me. She was not real happy. And
oh, so she heard you. She heard you talking to him like that.
Yeah, she heard me talking to him, and I guess that didn't make her happy. She just wanted to get going. And I told the young man, I guess his name is D Money, which is another kind of conundrum. I'm not sure about that name, but, you know, he said, your daughter knows me. This is who I am, and I'm not going to pretend to be somebody I'm not. I told D, I said, hey, just if you want to be yourself, you can do it without my daughter. Go be yourself.
So you kicked him out?
He walked away, and my daughter went up to her room and slammed the door.
Oh, man.
This is, I mean, you sound very calm about the situation, but it sounds like a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. I feel a little bad because I want my daughter to be happy, and I think she's a good kid. She's going to school and working part-time and never caused me any problems, but... You know, we can't choose who our kids go out with, but maybe I was trying to do that. I don't know.
So you feel bad about kicking D Money off your property?
I do feel bad about kicking D Money out. Maybe I was a little too judgmental.
I feel like that is a huge step, and I am quite impressed by you.
Thank you.
Okay,
but I'm not sure how to go about what the next step should be on this.
Yeah, what do you want to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call? That's why you emailed us, right? So do you want to talk to your daughter?
I guess I want to try to make amends, either talk to D Money or my daughter, and maybe give this another shot again and try to point out my perspective to D Money.
So we're going to call him.
If that's what you're able to do, that would be all right.
Okay.
How do you have D Money's phone number?
Oh, yeah.
Well, my daughter left her phone laying out, and I'm not real proud of this, but I looked you and saw her numbers, and I saw D Money's name come up.
There's probably okay. one in there.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's two D monies, yeah. then that would be an interesting conundrum, wouldn't it?
I only saw one D money on there. I think
okay.
maybe he's some kind of, you know, maybe he works for Apple and is some kind of genius or something. I don't know.
Well, let's all not get carried away with our expectations, okay?
A lot of CEOs named D money.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, you know, this day and age, everyone's got their own names and their own monikers, what they go by.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then you can call and talk to D money and see if you can smooth things over, okay?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this. Hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just tuning in for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, we have something that's rather rare these days on the phone, an overprotective father. Fathers now are pretty cool with anything.
No.
You can hook up with their daughter on a first date as long as you just don't Snapchat it. That's like the only thing they really care about, I think, anymore.
Probably pretty true.
But Lewis is on the phone, and he wants to call a dude that was trying to date his daughter. The guy showed up at his house, and Lewis didn't like his look, so he sent him packing. And so he emailed us asking if he could do an Awkward Tuesday phone call the guy, and apologize for being kind of a jerk. And then I guess, Lewis, you want to try to get him a date with your daughter again, or you just want to apologize?
I'd like to give him a second chance. I'll try to make amends with him.
That's okay. Awesome.
And I forgot to ask, what's their status right now? Have you talked to your daughter, or after she slammed the door, is she not speaking to you?
She's somewhat speaking to me, but she wasn't real happy for a few days.
Okay.
And, I would imagine.
And do you know that they're still dating? And
she has not brought it up to me.
Okay.
I assume they are, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, she could be seeing D money behind your back. How would that feel?
I don't know if I'd like that or not, but again, I will try to make amends with him on the phone if he wants to talk.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, just to remind everybody, D money is the guy that Lewis is about to call. His real name is David, but he goes by D money. All right, Lewis, are you ready to call him?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, Lewis, you are all business, and I like it.
Here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number, and then you can talk to D-Money.
Hello.
Hello, this is Lewis. Is this D-Money?
Yeah, it's D-Money.
I don't know if you probably remember, but you came over to my house the other day to pick up Becky to go out on a date.
Is this Becky's dad?
Yes, it is. This is Lewis.
Well, what are you calling me for, man?
Can I call you David?
Actually, I prefer D Money.
Okay, Money. The reason I'm calling is I feel kind of bad for my daughter. And I feel kind of bad for you, and I want to try to make things right here. If my daughter likes you, she must have saw something in you. If there's any way I can get you over there to get a second chance, then I would like to try to do that.
Well, man, I don't know about that. D Money's got options, and a lot of my options don't include weird dads who have problems with D Money style.
Well, I can appreciate D Money style, but you gotta understand, you're coming to my house and you're dressed like you are with the earrings and the shirt and everything, and you're there to take out my daughter. And
look, dude, I get it, you're a dad, you're old, things were different back in your day, but what you did was like really lame and uncool.
Well, D, maybe I was in the wrong, but I saw those holes in your ear, and I just I hadn't seen anything like that before, and it just kind of freaked me out.
My gauges?
If that's what you call them, that's fine. At first, I thought you had some hearing aids there. I wasn't sure what was going on. Then I thought, okay, I guess that's a different type of style.
Yeah, no, my gauges are sick. I got them from this guy.
I guess if you like them, then I guess that's your style. That's D Money style. So if you want to come over and try it again, then I'd be all for that.
Wow, man. yo, this is weird.
Well, I think you come over, you wear a button-down shirt, you come to the door, we shake hands, and normally I don't do this, but if you're willing to work for me, and normally I have my daughter's got to be in by 10 o'clock, I'll let you stay out with her till 10:30 if that works for you.
Like, this whole situation has just been like a headache for me, so I don't think it's going to work out.
You know, you got to work with me on this. I want my baby to be happy. I want Becky to be happy. She seems to see something in you that I don't see. So it would help. You can come over. You can hang out at the house. I'll leave. I'll rent you guys a movie, pay for it, maybe that 50 Shades movie. I think a lot of kids, young people like that movie. See how things go.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
Hey, what's up, D-Money?
Who dis?
Oh, my gosh.
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. What's good?
Yo, what? Who's this?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. You ever heard of it?
Why are you talking to me right now?
Because Lewis, Becky's dad, wanted to call you in a segment we do called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. And he wanted to say that he was sorry about treating you bad when you showed up to his house to pick up his daughter for a date. And he wanted to apologize and try to convince you to go out with his daughter again. And also for you to watch 50 Shades of Grey with his daughter, I guess.
So
Lewis, that's a weird movie to suggest.
I don't know much about it. I just heard people liked it. I thought it would be good. I don't know.
It's like setting your daughter up for Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
Is just what you sounded like you were just doing, which you probably don't understand what that is either.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Man, you don't know what Netflix and chill is, dude?
No, I do a lot of reading. I don't watch much TV or movies.
Oh. Sweet Louis.
It's like when you go to this girl's house, right? You put on Netflix and maybe there's like a suggestive movie or show you're watching. And yeah, it turns into chilling if you can read between those lines.
I have no idea what you're saying, but
yeah.
That works for you. Then maybe you can come over and hang out with us.
No, you don't want to offer that up, Lewis. Don't offer that up, okay?
Especially from a dad who sets a curfew of 10:30. That is not what you want to offer up.
Oh, no.
Well, I want my baby to be happy. And give it another try.
No?
Yeah, but I think you need to specify it a little differently.
Oh, man.
Hey, I don't know what kind of terminology you're using. I just want to tell you I was wrong for judging you without getting to know you, and I wanted for you to give it another try. And let's see if we can work this out, and everybody's happy. I think it would work for my daughter.
It's awesome.
Yeah, man, I respect that.
Yeah, I'm sure, as I said, my daughter saw something. You're probably a good stand-up guy. What do you do for a living, D?
it's kind of weird. Like, I had a job, and then, like, I have another one set up, but, like, currently I'm in between those two events in my life, so I'm in between jobs.
Okay, that's interesting. I assume you're planning on getting a job here pretty soon again to support yourself and your lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, like, if this rap stuff, like, doesn't happen for me, you know. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, don't tell me. You're trying to be a rapper, D-Money?
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
Oh,
okay. Interesting.
It sounds like that makes you nervous, Lewis.
Well, that does make me nervous, but I said I wouldn't jump to conclusions and try not to judge it till I get to know you. So if you want to come over and try it again, then I'd be all for that.
Maybe he can bring over some of his music you guys can listen together.
Mixtape or something? Do you have a mixtape, D-Money?
Yeah, I'll put together a few tracks for you.
Hey,
good. Okay. Oh, my God. Can we please be a fly on the wall during that listening party?
I'll give it a try. I'll listen to anything. I'll see what I think about it.
Yeah. Wow. You might like it, man. You might be really excited, Lewis.
Hey, okay. And he didn't know what Netflix and chill is, so he probably doesn't know most of the references you'd use anyway.
That's totally true. You're right.
So, D-Money, are we in agreement? Are you going to try this again, give my daughter a second chance, come on over and see what happens?
You know what? Let's make this happen. Let's do it.
Cool.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. Well, congratulations, Lewis.
Thank you.
I guess you got your daughter a date with a rapper.
I appreciate you guys helping me out here and my daughter.
Yeah.
D-Money, I appreciate you willing to give this another shot. If you want to wear a nicer shirt, come over this next time. I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah. David, will you at least wear a nicer shirt?
You know, man, you're being open to me and my career, and I'll be open to you and your weird shirt preferences.
Okay.
I'll wear a nice shirt for you.
All right, cool. So we both we agree then.
I appreciate that. That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a good idea.
Nice.
This is so cute. I love this. Mutual respect.
Bonding.
Being open with each other.
Netflix and chill.
With yeah.
Oh, all right, have fun with that.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Not a lot of love for D-Money on the text board. at 78592. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you missed it, this dad named Lewis wanted to call a dude named David who goes by D-Money because he came over to date his daughter, and Lewis kind of kicked him out because he wasn't dressed appropriately and kind of seemed like a jerk. And then Lewis felt bad, so he called us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call and say that the guy could come back over and go on a date with his daughter. But unfortunately for him, Lewis is a little in the dark about what certain terms mean and decided to invite the guy over to basically Netflix and chill with his daughter.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, his movie choice was 50 Shades of Grey.
Because he heard that a lot of people like that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Lot of people do, but not for the reasons that he thinks.
Yep. So I guess D Money and Lewis's daughter are going to go on another date. Who knows what they'll be doing, but I think we can all assume what they'll be doing. Another text in at 78592 says, I just want to hug Lewis and keep him away from this dark, dark world.
He's such a dad.
He did sound like a sweet dude, I guess. Remember, if you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, all you have to do is email the show and we'll help you with your problem as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange.
Move at 92.5. Hey, it's Alicia.